The Office of Fair Trading used to issue consumer credit license basically to anybody who applied for one without really doing any proper checks. That has changed in recent times. But you can imagine that, you know, given what's happened in the marketplace as regards debt, you know, suddenly you find a lot of people who worked in financial services, for example, selling mortgages, or the guys who used to sell endowments in the 80s, you know, they always kind of go where the work is, and the work at the moment is in advising on debt. So they're the type of people that you've found who have already have existing consumer credit license, suddenly they become debt advisors. So you're not going to find the best advisor in the world out there. And there's a lot of people out there that have consumer credit licenses who, in my opinion, aren't really qualified to give debt advice. Now, I would actually say that, they're in the private sector, but I would actually say that free advice sector too, you know, I think, come on, CAB and others, put your hands up. Yes, I know you've got internal trading, but I also know from my own experience, from people who come to me, that you've got people who aren't properly trained too. And whilst, yeah, you know, I take my hat off to you. You want to, you know, a lot of people, you get a lot of sort of retired bank managers and things who want to help people. And, you know, whilst wanting to help and being able to help are two different things. And, you know, people do get misadvised, even from people in the CAB, I'm afraid. Hard to find a good advisor. I'd say shop around. Shopping around, though, you'll probably find you'll get three different answers from three different people, unfortunately. But you just keep looking until you... Don't rush into anything. Try and, you know, evaluate it all properly yourselves.